Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, what? Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, YouTube. We thank you for being with us on this wonderful Thursday evening. Yeah, it's about 85 degrees here in North Dakota. It's absolutely beautiful. We just love it. Hold on. I can hear Pastor talking in the kitchen. I can't hear you out here, though. You're muted. We're a little bit late getting started here tonight. We're in the process of changing schedules and... Yes, now we can hear you. Wow. Yeah, it's the IHOP, International House of Prayer. But yeah, it's the global prayer stream. Is that? They're doing it. Thank you. Yes. I do. 1 through 7? Okay. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her saving health is lit as a flaming torch. And verse 7 says, and give him no rest until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. This is verse 6, Isaiah 62:6. I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, nor night, day nor night, that make mention of the Lord. Do not keep silent and give him no rest until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Just remember that God said that the Father is going to be and you and I are going to be in the opposite.
I pulled up that. I was going to play that real quick, too.
All right, that's cool. Let's play it. Good evening, everybody.
Why is that not?
So, as I was praying about this last week, it just came to the point where God said to me, the bottom line, I want you guys to read the word and listen for what I said through the prophet all those years ago about what's going on right now. There are literally going to be 100 million people praying for Israel on Sunday, which is Pentecost Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play this over here and listen to what they have to say. I encourage you to go and we put a link up on the family thread. I encourage you to go and just be a part of the live stream wherever you can find it on Saturday night and then on Sunday. It's going to be a very, very powerful time of prayer in Jerusalem on Pentecost Sunday. Here we go.
Because of the speakers this morning, I apologize, everyone. There wasn't sound. Hold on for just a second, and let me get my... Our speakers this morning were reverberating with both of us in the same room, so I had turned them off, or turned mine off, disconnected my Bluetooth. And it hadn't reconnected yet. So I apologize. I'm getting your sound right now. All right. Here we go again. I apologize for that. Amen and amen.
That is a big amen. Now, if you have never heard of the Moravians, it would probably do you some good to go study a little bit, study up the revival and different things that happened, because God has been doing a mighty work amongst the people of the peoples of the world. All he needs is for people like you and I to continually just be out here doing this work and saying, may God help us, may God be with us. You know, you think about this. 100 million, 100 million people are going to be praying on Pentecost Sunday for God to save Israel. The Jewish people from around the world are saying this is the most amazing thing that they've ever seen, right? We were listening last week to Mike Michael tell a story, or last night, or whenever it was, tell the story of how this all got started. And I think one of the most beautiful parts of this story is the fact that there will be 7,000 churches that will be praying. Now you might be like, hold on, let's up that number. Well, Elijah said to God, I'm all alone. It seems you've forgotten us. And the Father said, with Elijah, I have 7,000 who have not bowed the knee. Everything's under control. I got it all taken care of. And so just like that day, there were 7,000. We don't have 7,000 believers that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. We have 7,000 churches. I mean, get the picture of that. 7,000 churches that have said, we're going to pray for Israel for 21 days and fast. And looking for God to transform the nation of Israel. When you put that all out into effect of what's going on this earth right now today, this is one of the greatest days it permits to be alive. One of the greatest days there is to be alive. Because I can just see something happen
has never happened before in the history of the world, and all you've got to do is turn on the phone in your pocket to be a part of it.
Yeah.
That's so amazing to me.
It is.
I mean, in the days gone by, to be a missionary around the world, only one, two, you were either going to send a missionary with me.
Okay, you're cutting out.
Okay, you talk to him and you'll see what happens.
Okay.
Strangest thing in the world. I'm walking up the sidewalk from our house.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting out.
Yeah. Well, now you seem to be back.
I'm back. That's home. That one dandelion was real tall back there. Everything's big in North Dakota, you know. Mm-hmm. We get to see this. Oh, this has this. That's the picture. That's this one. And you might say, well, Pastor, what's up with Israel? Why are y'all hung up on Israel? I know people that literally say, we're talking about Israel, and they're the problem with the whole world. And, you know, not the problem with the whole world, but they definitely have some problems. Jewish people are some of the most diverse there are. But none of them stop God our Father from working.
Amen.
They're not too far from grace. And you and I just got to be a part of it. So I encourage you. I challenge you. I beckon you. I don't know what else to say. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Huh. Isn't that sure you can do that?
You'll get jewels in your crown. You're going to be able to lay at the feet of Jesus because you're a part of standing in the gap and making up a hedge. Now, let me say something else. We have quite a few people in our midst who have been believing for the prayer language of the Spirit to come to you. This global prayer stream is the perfect place for that to come alive. Because every one of these people in there are so filled with the Holy Spirit that the prayer language of the Spirit just flow out of them. And if you're there and you're listening and you're worshiping and you're entering in, all of a sudden, you're going to find that language just begins to flow. Because you'll drop any resistance, you'll drop any pride, and you will be very specifically in the Spirit. And listen, this lasts 24 hours a day. Here's what happens to a lot of people. This is not entertainment. This is worship. And the problem some people have is they want to be entertained, not necessarily have to enter in actual worship. And I'm not rebuking anybody, but if that's you, well, then be challenged. And let it inspire you to go to the next level in God. Because that's what God wants, you know. He wants all of us to go to the next level in Him. And my sister Deanna and I made a commitment to do this. And, excuse me, seems to be us. We made a commitment to do this. And we literally kept this prayer stream playing around the clock in our home and it's transformed our home. And it's literally transformed our home. And that's pretty cool. All right, give me just a second here. Talk about that stream and how.
Well, I'd like to, while you're getting set up there, I'll pull up our pledges. I'd like to say our pledges and our opening prayers and a couple of our prayers for our nation. I think, we have done these in the morning prayer time, but I think it's important that we do them here tonight, too. There are so many things that are still going on in our nation and in our cities that are just wrong, and we need to be praying for our nation as well. As well as Israel. So I would like to say a couple of these. I had seen a news clip the other day. I believe it was through Flashpoint on the Victory Channel, that some of our veterans are being misplaced from their housing to make room for the illegal immigrants. And it's been brought to our attention tonight that the medical care is being taken away from our veterans so that they have more funding for the illegal immigrants. And this is enough being said about that. Let's say our pledges and then let's pray over our nation. We need to start standing against this in prayer. So I'm going to share the screen and pull up these the pledges and our prayers so that we can say them together in agreement, just like we do in the morning program. This is becoming pretty vital for us to stand up against these things going on. So here we go. This is our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now these verses also, let's pray over Jerusalem. We pray these verses over the United States of America and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole heart. And then Ephesians 1:7, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And now I'm going to pull up a couple more of these prayers that we say regularly in the morning program for our nation and our people. Please say these together with us if you're in a position, if you're driving or whatever, and can't read the prayers with us. Be in agreement with them. Just say amen as we go. We need to fight this in the spiritual realm. Here we go. Father, as we stand in the gap for our nation, cities, and families, and we declare that the power of the blood of Jesus breaks every chain of bondage, let every scheme of evil be exposed and thwarted before they can be carried out. We declare that no weapon formed against our nation shall prosper. And every tongue that would rise up against us in judgment will be exposed and cast down. We pray for the manifold wisdom of God to rest upon all who are in authority over our country. May truth and discernment guide every decision they make in their public and private lives. May unrighteous officials currently in office be replaced by those who will serve with integrity. We cry for justice and mercy, truth and righteousness to be established. We decree that the enemy's tactics and assignments aligned against our citizens and country will be exposed and demolished, and justice will prevail. Christians across this land with a warrior spirit will continue to cry out and stand in the gap, ushering in the next great awakening with a great harvest of souls. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And let's pray this next one together too. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Father God. We love you. We depend on you and on your faithfulness. Even when things look dark around us and we cannot see the light ahead, Father, thank you for being the light of all men. Jesus, thank you for being the light that shines in the darkness. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And Holy Spirit, thank you for shining your illuminating light in our hearts that we may see Jesus and cry out, Abba, Father, through you and your power. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift up our beloved nation to you today. Father, we pray over the USA that she will know peace, the true peace which passes all understanding, the peace that can only be found in Christ Jesus, that she will know joy, the true joy, that is only found in the presence of God, that she will know wisdom, the wisdom from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, undefiled, willing to yield to you, and full of mercy and good fruit. Father God, we ask today in Jesus' name that you would bless kings and those who are in authority. We acknowledge today that the kings and people who are in authority may or may not be two different groups of people, Lord, but we pray that you would shower them all with your goodness, which brings men to repentance. Father, for those leaders and workers in government who may not yet be saved, we ask that you would pour out your spirit of salvation upon them. From the president to the humblest, most unknown worker in the land, let them cry out to you for mercy and salvation. And Father, for those who refuse to be saved and refuse to honor you and to walk in righteousness and justice, we pray that their days in office will be few and that another would take their office according to your will and your plans only, Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that revival would fall on America. We ask that Christians would rise up and preach Jesus in the streets. We ask that churches would be filled again with people who are being saved. We pray that you would give us, your servants, boldness to preach and speak as we ought to speak. Father, we ask also that you would protect these United States of America, protect her people, her supply chain, her economy, her food sources, her ports, her airspace, her military, her government, her cities, her villages, her schools, her shopping malls, airports, and every other facility. Protect our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Father. Protect the integrity of our Supreme Court. For we acknowledge that even though the court is called supreme, you are actually the supreme being, and you rule over all as you will. Oh, Holy Father, we need you. We need you to give life to our nation again. Heal and restore our economy. Protect and bring justice to our elections. Hold on for just a second.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Heal and restore our economy. Protect and bring justice to our elections. Repair our health care system and set it aright. Heal our military. We pray against every false theology and ideology which are idolatry. And in Jesus' name, we cast them down in America right now. We decree and declare that this will be the year in which America and Americans and every stranger within the gates will wake up and see the light of Jesus Christ shining upon them. We declare and decree that this is the year in which we shall all know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We decree that life shall prevail, and that every murderous intent of every person disposed to evil is cast down now and replaced with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We declare that there shall be an end to control and manipulation now, and that freedom would ring out again from even the dirt and stones of our nation. And we declare and decree that the truth of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, shall run swiftly from border to border, from lake shore to Gulf Shore, and from sea to shining sea, and that all the people in our great nation would no longer be deceived, but would be filled with your spirit as you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father God, there may be much darkness around us, but you shine through the darkness. You have done much in prior years to right many wrongs in our nation. We praise you for that, and we thank you. And Father, we humbly ask you to bless us and heal our land. Turn your people back to you and do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever dare to ask, hope, or think. Show up, Lord, and do the great and mighty for us in the USA this year. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you for praying these prayers with us. It's, like I said, it has become vital at this time for us to keep praying for our nation along with Jerusalem. Hold on. She seemed to have lost. Here we go.
There we go.
There.
Goodness sakes alive. I declare all the technology functions exactly how it's supposed to.
Amen. I stand in agreement. I stand in agreement. Thank you, Rebecca. Amen and amen.
Well, you know, when you hear each of those prayers, we receive all of those prayers that you just prayed were from God's Sheets program, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let's say something about that. We've got a lot of prayers that God gave us, and we pray them regularly, right? And these prayers are part of the Giving 15 program that we are part of. Let me say something to encourage you that are not used to this type of ministry that we have, okay? This is a church like you drive to a building and you put your kids and children in church and you talk to a few friends and you come to the night, you have somebody put your wonderful message to make you feel good and you sing some wonderful songs to make you feel good and you get your religious duty and you go home. That is just not what this program is. Now, we are a church. We are a ministry. People don't even tithe in here. But we're a different kind of ministry than that. And so you hear us talk much about prayer and confession. We're going to teach you the whole counsel of the whole word of God here. Ever since the pandemic happened, God has focused me on, we've got to save America.
Yeah.
The only thing that can save America is righteousness. I don't remember the exact verse that Mom said. Righteousness exalts the nation. Now, if we get as soon as we get a righteous leader in the White House, that'll help us. That's better than a wicked one.
Yep.
But you don't have to have a righteous leader in the White House as much as we want one there. You don't have to have that and save America. You've got to have Americans being righteous. Well, not self-righteous, but functioning in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so you and I got to look at this and say, well, wait a minute. Then we've got to figure out how do I get righteous? And what is righteousness all about? And how do we help the whole nation become righteous? What do we do according to the word of God to save this nation? Now, you know, I know what our mission is all about. That's what we're all about. So every night we come here, this program is called Establishing Your Faith. So every message is going to be about faith. Every message is going to be about you establishing your faith so that you can use your faith and move mountains and change history and dominate the world and be fruitful and multiply and take dominion.
Amen.
That's what this program is all about. Some people want to come and just hang out and talk. Now, that's okay. That's nothing to do with that. That's a good ministry. That's not what this is. And I'm not trying to tell anybody to go away. I'm just letting you know. The whole focus of this ministry is that we would see America saved because we would bring the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus to the people of this nation. Now, some of you, when you first came, it was just like, well, that's something new, and we're all stuck in the house, and we can't get out, and we're bored, and who do these people think they are, putting us in bondage like this, during the pandemic, and of course, that's true, but
the reality about what where God was leading us was that we would be strong in the message of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, so that people would get out of religiosity and self-righteousness, and they would begin to function in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, so that we're actually living what the Bible says. It's not just something that the Bible's not just a book to carry around and make us look good, or, you know, church isn't about somebody preaching at you or taking your money in an offering. It's not about giving. This is a very serious mission. And so we welcome you, and we want to have you here with us because we need you.
Amen.
And America needs you.
America needs you. Amen.
The believers around the world need you.
Yes. Yes.
Ready? Most of all, God Almighty, our Father.
Amen.
God Almighty, our Father, needs you.
Yeah.
And so we welcome you. And the reason why I'm saying all that is tonight we're going to start something different. And I'm not sure how this all looks yet, but we're going to go through Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, prophetic books. And we're just going to read them. You might be like, well, that's not even doing any preaching. Well, I don't have a mission. I have one mission, and that's what his mission is in our life. Not my will, but thine be done. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And so I just encourage you. Some of you, you're getting broke right out of the Catholic Church. It's okay. I'm not against church. I'm not against the body of Christ. I'm not against the pastor and the Bible ministry. And not at all. I know what God has led this ministry to, and I must be faithful to that. And so, we've just gone through this 21-day fast, or we're about through this 21-day fast, and Sunday, starting on Saturday afternoon, there's going to be a live stream happening of what's going on in Jerusalem, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, change it. I don't feel like that's too bold. How could you miss this once in the history of the world event? How could you miss it? What could possibly be more important than seeing this event happen on Sunday? When there's 100 million people that will be praying for Jerusalem, Israel, and the lost believers around the world. 100 million. On one specific day. Pastor, you know what's going to happen? Yeah, God, it's going to be marvelous, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be wonderful. And I love what I'm seeing now that we're farther into this, and we're all finished. These men of God from the International House of Prayer and the different ministers here who are part of this, they've begun to say, hold it, God has just given us a 10-year plan to save the world.
Amen.
A 10-year plan to save the world. Now, they're not looking for the rapture. The rapture happens, glory be to God, we're on the temple then. We're going to occupy until they come.
Amen.
And we are going to conquer. And when you look and see that 100 million people are going to come together, oh my goodness. Don't let anything keep you from this. I don't know if I'm begging. Am I begging strong enough yet? we just welcome you, and we're glad to have you here, and we're glad to have you be a part of this in Jesus' mighty name. All right, we got to jump out. I think it's time, right? You also want to play or do you love?
Nope.
All right. Well, I'm just checking because I'm believing for the Holy Spirit to inspire you too while you're there, you know. Because we have been in this together and put this live prayer stream flow 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I shut off a couple of nights because YouTube jumped, but we just shut it off. And the revelation that come to us throughout this last month has been amazing. And it's going to continually be amazing. I feel like there's one more video I want you to play. And I'm not remembering what that video is. Do you remember?
I don't.
Can I send you one? Can I send you one and say we need to play this video?
Not that I'm aware of, but I will check.
Here's the revelation of it. We've turned a corner in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And that corner that we have turned is this is no longer about a ministry or a minister. This is about the body of Christ coming together, unity, and in unison, changing our world. Like, actually changing our world. Not just sort of changing our world. Actually changing the world. I know people say, but you know, we've been hearing people say that for a long, long time, you know. Well, put it that way. Act as if God is actually going to change the world.
Because he is.
And because he is. There is a video that I want you to hear. All right? Hold on.
All right.
But I don't think I sent this one to you. So which place do you want me to send it?
Messenger.
All right. Because
and you know, this is something to say while Pastor
pulling
I was gonna say while Pastor is pulling that up. The Bible does tell us that, you know, we're so frustrated with the wickedness that is happening in our government and places, but the Bible does teach us that these things will happen so that the wickedness can be exposed. And that is what is happening here. Oh, okay. And that is what is happening here. Because how many people would not realize how bad things are if they hadn't gotten as bad as they had to realize? I mean, let's face it, with the last elections and things that have gone on, it's like, how can people continue to vote for some of the things that have happened? It has to get really bad, apparently, for many to see. And anyways, that's what the Bible teaches us, is that the wickedness will rise up only to be exposed, so that when God deals with it, it's justifiable, even in our minds. So here we go. I have this video that Pastor sent pulled up, so I will share screen right now, and let's see what this is.
Now, some of it might seem a little strange. You might be like, what is this? But just listen to it, and we get done, we're going to talk about what they talk about.
All right.
Because this is very important what you're saying.
Here we go. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
All right. Oh, I guess I need...
Hi.
Boy, that gets you fired right up, doesn't it?
Isn't that just an amazing video?
It is.
Who knew that Spock was actually showing us the ironic blessing?
Mm-hmm.
And what did it say? Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper, yep.
Which is what the ironic blessing was live long and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to read Isaiah 66. Let's just read that whole chapter that he was just talking about there.
All right.
And, you know, we might get to the book of Isaiah yesterday, tonight, and read it, but who knows? We may not. Because I want you to catch the seriousness of this. I want you to catch the seriousness of this. If you might say that differently. I want you to catch the amazingness of this.
Amen.
I want you to catch this vision. We are in a place in the history of the world and the church and of Israel that nobody has ever been in before, ever in the history of the world.
Amen.
Ever in the history of the world.
And we get to be part of it. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite heart, and who trembles at my word. Verse 3, he who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns, he who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations. That's
messed up.
Yeah, scary thing, but we see many now delighting in their abominations. So will I choose their delusions and bring their fears and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. The Lord vindicates Zion. Verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brethren who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy, but they shall be ashamed. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. Before she travailed, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may be fed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom. Then you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Verse 12, for thus says the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall be fed. On her sides you shall be carried, and be dandled on her knees, as one whom his mother comforts. So I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass.
You can see that God is saying to the people that are willing to pray, and the people that are willing to stand and ask no matter what, rejoice, because I'm hearing your prayers. And even though they've gone way out, and the Jewish people have, and the secular Jews, as they call them, they're secular. They're extremely secular. That's why there's almost a civil war there.
Mm-hmm.
In the nation of Israel. And my personal thoughts, I guess that's the best way to say it, my personal thoughts about why this past just jumped into place like it has, and has just captured the whole world, is that anybody that's been praying for Israel so far has, hang on a second. Anybody that's been praying for Israel, they know, man. There ain't no question. They know that Israel's in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, all of a sudden, you and I can see that here we are standing and making up the hedge, and literally, we have one of the things we've done and stop the civil war from actually taking place. It literally is one of the things that has gone on, is that we've stopped the civil war from actually taking place. And, you might be like, well, I don't even know what that means, Pastor. Well, that's what it means. It means that Israel was in the bad way. God called upon people to pray, and they did pray. And when they did pray, then God did an amazing, mighty, awesome, wonderful work. And thank God for it. Now, hang on just a second.
All right.
I'm going to do something here, seeing how we got this going on and we got going on here.
Do you want me to keep reading 66 while you're...
Yes, you can.
All right. Verse 14. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord shall be shown to his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword, the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abominations, and the mouse shall be consumed together, says the Lord.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape I will send to the nations, to Tarshish and Pool and Lud, who draw the bow, and Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame nor seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles, Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of the nations on horses and in chariots, and in litters on mules and on camels to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord. So shall your descendants and your name remain, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
Wow. So, even in the new heaven and new earth, you're going to be able to look across that gulf and see it. I mean, that's what he just said. You're going to be able to go out and see those who are stood against God. Now, makes you wonder what that's all about, but that verse says it's in a new heaven and a new earth. So that's after the great judgment day, and that's when people go to their eternal damnation and forever praying, forever to never again never be able to feel one part of God's wonderful nature in their life. Even just 30 sinners still get to feel the presence of God on this earth. Because of goodness.
Yeah.
Because they can see this person was suffering and that person helped them. And that's goodness. These wicked men.
I know, I was just pulling it up. That's what was what we're talking about.
All right. You can get that ready while I'm talking.
Okay.
People get to see goodness right now. But goodness is the benevolence is the nature of God. The United Way, the very liberal, woke organization raises millions of dollars a year from it, from people in the unions in different places, and they give the United Way. But it's not from a ministry. I'm not against them doing good, but even there, sinners get to look and say, oh, that's good, and it makes them feel good on the inside. If people could just realize that what you're going to miss is an eternity with the most benevolent, loving, giving, caring, kind, wonderful being that has ever been, God our Father.
Amen.
Yeah, there's going to be flames. But that's not the worst of your troubles. There will be no characteristic of God there, and you won't be able to die. You'll never die.
Can you imagine how horrible.
So, think of that. Which is why many preachers have, preached hellfire, brimstone, this hellfire, and the purpose of that to help people see and realize, wait, this is bad, and I'm making it fit there. But it's so much more than making a decision not to go there. It's, wait a minute, I need to find out who this loving, benevolent God is so I can enjoy his presence in my life for the rest of my life. That's the wonderful thing of God. He didn't join the church for religion. He didn't get a creed. You get to become one with your Father. You get to know the God that created you. doesn't have anything to do with it. And so, anyways, I'm all fired up on that and got to get off that narrative and get on to where we're going to go. So, what I've had Sister Ann pull up is Romans 8:11 through our Read the Word. 8 through 10, right? Know what it says?
Well, then.
Video.
Yeah, I know. I got it on full screen already. Yeah, 8 to 10.
All right. And what this is the Apostle Paul teaching us about he who lives in the flesh, so we know all the flesh part, and then we're sons of God, and then nothing can separate us. And then he goes into the teaching about being cut off and we being grafted into the vine, which is what this whole Israel thing is all about. So here we go. This again is going to play that for us right now. Get your Bible out. Get your pen and your paper out. Write down some questions. Let's talk about it when we get done.
Here we go. Where did he go? Hallelujah.
That, Leanne?
Okay.
All right. So, that was, if you only knew how difficult that was to read all those verses without preaching. I could feel the desire to preach all the way out here, all over again.
And I could preach for another 2 hours on just what I've heard myself preach. But you'll notice in there, get your Bible there if you would love. Romans 10, let's read verse 1 and 2. Romans 10, 1 and 2. Paul, by the Holy Spirit, remember, this isn't Paul by his great wisdom writing this. This is Paul inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
But see, that's not just Israel. That's the whole world. That's every one of us. There's a lot of people that have a severe zeal for God. And they do many things that's very religious, but they've never even gotten close to what righteousness is.
Yeah.
They just are in self-righteousness.
Yeah. Are they being ignorant of God's righteousness? And seeking, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
And therefore, God had to come to the Gentiles and say, let's bring in these people. And let's see if they'll receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go all through the book of Acts and see the Gentiles receive the free gift of righteousness. I mean, if you've read the book of Acts lately, and you haven't, do it. But and if you have a hard time reading and you want to do the book of Acts, then come to the Read the Words. They're sitting there on YouTube waiting for you to use them. And you mean like that? I can't figure out how to do it. Oh, then maybe I'll send you a text message. And we will help you figure out how to do it, because most of you are just sitting there waiting for people to use them. And you might read slow. You might say, yes, I don't have time to read all that. Well, you might not have time, but I have time. On those videos, I have time. Well, that's for that. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Well, that's all right. Looks like there's about 25 trucks in line.
Wow.
It'll be on my film. If I can get my Bible out and actually preach.
We declare they move quickly through the line.
Quickly. So when you think about this, and context with this fast and prayer for Jerusalem, believers around the world praying for the Israelites who were cut off the vine. That's you and me. And we're praying for Israel who've been cut off the vine to realize they get to be grafted back into the vine. Wake up and see it. You get to be grafted into the vine. And so now, look across the world. I know that Mike Beckel started that website so that people could get connected anywhere in the world to this fast. And they had the information about that everything translated into 100 different languages.
Yeah.
Now, if that in itself should say, oh, it's a really big situation. Like, really big situation. Now, I want you to start at verse Romans 10 and start at verse 14, I think, is where I want you to start. Let's read that real quick.
Israel rejects the gospel.
Yeah, and take it from the end of the chapter.
All right. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will anger you by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
There, I finally got my mic back on. I was talking to you. So think about this thought that God very, very his people did receive. And then John chapter 1, it says he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But to as many as did receive him, to them he gives the power to become the children of God. As many as believe on his name. Now, turn the light on. There we go. Let's look at something. How much time we got? I don't even know what time it is.
It is 10 o'clock. Well, almost 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yes.
10 o'clock our time?
Yes, yeah, Central. 11 o'clock Eastern.
We just powered right through community and time and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of stinks. You see, that's my old redneck way of talking. Now, what the hell is that all about, huh? Well, I guess it's time to do communion then, huh? Is it actually time to do communion? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it is, yes.
Do you not realize how much I really want this?
I know you do. And you can keep going. Everybody will, you know, sleep listening to you preach. That's all right.
Well, all right. I think Sister Mary is still with us.
She is.
God bless you, Mary.
And we have a bunch of YouTubers still here, I believe. Oh, no, we're down to a couple there.
Who else is with us tonight on YouTube?
Well, we did have Roger, Rebecca, and Sunday, and Tracy, and...
Tracy from...
Sunday.
Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Welcome, Tracy from Oklahoma. Love you. We're really glad you come and join in with us.
Oh, and we have Pearly, too. Welcome, Pearly. Right. Glad to have you with us.
Welcome, welcome. Anybody that's there? All of you are there. Even though we don't know who you might be, LLPQFTUB. Excuse me, I'm looking something up here. 18. Let's make this thing work. Let's read a couple more verses and then we'll do communion. Is that right?
Sure.
I need you to look up Psalm 80, verse 8. And I'm going to read Psalm 44.
Well, our Mary just left.
Mary, we love you.
Psalm 80, verse 8. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it.
Israel is considered by God to be a vine. You can see it right there. You brought a vine out of Egypt. So, what does that mean? Well, they were a tender plant. They were a new shoot. And when you think about it, they were just becoming a nation as God was making them out of Egypt. We talked a lot about that in Read the Word because God is coming out and he's giving them on everything, having to help them become established as a nation. And so he is continually helping them with ceremonial laws and good hygiene laws and, you know, good dietary laws and
need to help them understand how to have, you know, society and then, of course, justice in their courts of law and all of those different things. This is what the Pentateuch, the five books of the Bible, are all about. So, keep it out of my eyes. I like that. All right. Then go to Psalm 92:13 next. I'm reading Psalm 44, verse 2. Let's read 1. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in the faith and days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand. But then you planted, afflicted the peoples, and cast them out. They did not gain the possession of this land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. So, the promise is saying here, you planted us. That's fine. Go ahead and read Psalm 92:13.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Wow. Now, see, that verse he's talking about you and me.
Yeah.
Are we planted in the house of the Lord? You and I planted in the house of the Lord. I'm going to read Isaiah 5:1-2. Let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. And the word his is capitalized, so this is speaking of God. Regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a winepress pressed in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. I'm going to keep reading.
All right.
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, I expected to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth vile grapes? And now, please let me tell you what I will do. My vineyard. I'll take away the hedge, and it shall be burned. And break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug. But there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts, the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant land. He looked for justice, but behold oppression, righteousness, but behold a cry for help. See, God said all the way through the Bible, all the way through his word. If you just choose what's right, if you just choose what's good, then he's going to bless us, and he's going to cause us to grow, to develop, to become, what did he say? I built a vineyard. I put a wall around it. I dug out all the stones. I got rid of all the briars. What are you doing? He's telling you he was faithful to do Matthew 13. Get out the briars that choke the word. Get out the stones, the hard places to stop the growth. Dig up the dirt, make it fertile and soft, and then plant the vineyard. Build a tower. still in mind for us. What's God wanting us to do? Take our life, take our heart, make it right, get all the stuff out, and every day. If you and I can only see in the natural eyes how many people have come to Him in these last 21 days, it would amaze you and me beyond any amazement that you've ever known or seen. Because as you and I have prayed prayer and brought people to Himself in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I guess it's 10 o'clock. It's time for communion, eh?
Probably.
Did we start like an hour late or something? Or did we just talk at the beginning?
No, we did get a late start because you were trying to get out to the truck to go and...
Oh. Oh, and then we did play that video of Mike and...
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do that, didn't we? Well, that Read the Word reminds you of how good Read the Word is. And it's not good because I did it. It's good because it has God's blessing. And I encourage you, if you've not been a part of Read the Word, become a part of it. I mean, like seriously. Like seriously become a part of it. Because it doesn't matter. You can go. It's not on our website yet. I'm telling you. It's in my heart to put it on the website. And our sister, Alicia, you're listening tonight. And, you know, I've said this before, but I'm ready now to move on this and get it on the website so that one way or another can make it possible for you to see where you can just go to the website and click on it and hear any book of the Bible you want to hear. And it'll be a blessing. And what's cool is the prayer of salvation is there. You can send it to your family, to your friends, to let you know. Communion once a week. It's just an amazing program that God helped us do. And I want you to be a part of it and enjoy it in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we seal this revelation. You grafted us into the vine. We receive that from you, Father. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Jewish people, your people from around the world, wherever they may be, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them answers, draw them to you.
Yes.
We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that's been with us tonight, anybody that will hear this in the future, I'll pray it. I know it's going to happen. You're showing it to me. Those that missed the rapture, and get this afterwards. Strengthen them, Father. Help them be strong in the Lord and the power of your might so that we can make it through. That middle way and be raptured out of that mess and then spend eternity with you. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, let's receive communion together. I can hear somebody saying, man, Chris, you're focused on this, aren't you? It's an assignment. When it's an assignment, you don't question it. Just do it. And you do it with strength and power and determination and great confidence. Because God's assignments also bring his power, his strength, his glory, and his anointing. And the anointing is what destroys the yoke and removes the heavy burden in our life. Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Romans chapter, no, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Get your communion stuff out. I got my personal. I don't have great use for that. You have water. Jesus turned the water into wine. So I'm going to use the water. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. His redemptive work until he comes. Then he said in verse 28, let a man examine himself and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if he rejoice yourself, we would not be jealous. Now, I encourage you, communion is for every day of your life, not just once a week or once a month or Christmas and Easter. Because it is communing with our Lord, our Savior Jesus. And so, I encourage you to study this deeply and begin to read it with me every day and see what the Bible actually says. Verse 28 is the process. Let a man examine himself. And then, once you've examined yourself, pray, eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And thank God for his wonderful, amazing power in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation, because you want to be right with God. Doesn't matter who you are. Everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice tonight, pray this prayer in your, all right, bless those that's here now. In the future, those of you who come and listen to this video, pray this prayer. It's the first step in becoming a believer. It's the first step. And then move on into the perfectionist, the Apostle Paul promised by the Holy Spirit. Here we go. Read this with me. I'll pray it. This man will pray it. You follow along with her and we'll pray it together.
I have,
am I the host or are you?
I am.
Okay.
I can change
you have it.
Up? Yeah, I do have it up if you want.
All right, let's, no, you just put it up.
All right.
For all of you that just prayed for me, man, this line is moving.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. I can't see that effectively. You'll have to wait.
Okay. So let's pray this together. The prayer of salvation. Whoops. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness
of time,
you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me.
For me.
So that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now think about this.
Yeah.
See, what has happened to you is you didn't get a church, you didn't get a religion, you didn't get a denomination. You just asked God to come and live inside of you. And he did. He did. That's why we added that to the prayer. Surround me with good people. Help me know how to walk with God. That's probably one of the most important parts of a prayer of salvation that's ever been left out. Surround me with good people and help me walk with you. So what does that do? That teaches people in healing. I need to be surrounded by believers. I don't want to be a dialogue myself. And goodness sakes alive, God will surround you with good people. You just have to ask him to. And he is the rewarder of them diligent seeking.
Amen.
We welcome you. We're glad to have you here with us. In Jesus' mighty name. This is the first step. Just walk with God every day. Recognize he's your Father. Because he is. Recognize he's good. Because he is good. And just walk with him. Because of who he is. Now, I can teach on this for a long time. It seems like I'm trying to. But stay connected with us. And we'll help you walk with God. If you have them on us, we'll receive them together. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's right. You got it. So you can put it on the screen.
Yeah. Oops.
All right.
Here we go. Let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing, and nothing is broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together.
Thank you, Jesus, that you were wounded and bruised, and according to Hebrews, you've conquered it all joy, that we could find you, and we receive our place in the body tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now the juice, I bless this fruit of the vine, in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that's it. I think we preached enough tonight. I encourage you, it's called the Global Prayer Stream. Search it up on YouTube. And let it play all night long. It won't entertain you, but it will build up your spirit, man. And change your life. You read Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, and I'll read the 12 verses, and we'll be done.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Where did you tell me to read? The 17 to 23, Ephesians 1?
Ephesians chapter 3.
Oh, okay.
Verses 14 through 21, prayer, Paul's prayer.
Yeah, I was doing the chapter one prayer. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
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 And amen. And now, Job 33. Verses 14 through 18. God has taken one by another. He is me. Man cannot perceive it. But he wants you to perceive it. But see, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while they're slumbering on their beds, then he, God, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn men from sleep, to hide from man. Keeps the soul from the pit of perishing. My sword. His blood shall be young like a child, and shall return to the days of his youth. Shall pray to God, blood in him, shall see his face with joy, keep his heart and earnest. God restores man his promise to us every day. I encourage you. I am praying for you every single day of your life that God will speak to you in a dream and a vision and in a revelation. And what you don't understand about him today, he'll show it to you in a dream. Listen, reward those who diligently seek him. So if you go to sleep tonight and say, well, I sure hope God talks to me, but it doesn't used to happen, and I don't usually remember, then you're not going to say anything from God. Keep your faith moving. Keep your faith moving. And just stay in faith. And every night when you go to sleep, I thank you, Father, that you give dreams. So speak to me in my dream tonight so that I can be who you are in a way I've never seen before. And he is the rewarder of them diligently seeking. In Jesus' mighty name. So, until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this? We have been granted in the divine. And, like we say every time we come here, we love you.
We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
See you soon. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name.
I love.
Yes, what?
What?
I love you.
I love you too. So are you on your way home?
No. Just sitting here with 15 of my brothers. And who knows anymore, maybe a sister or two.
What? What? Do you have to go potty or you just hear your dad on the phone? Or both? Oh my goodness. Oh, it ended. I was going to say I forgot to turn Blog Talk Radio off, but yeah, it probably stopped its